Welcome to the Podcast Profits Unleashed podcast on Mintwave Radio and all podcast platforms. If you're a coach, consultant, therapist or healer with an online program and would like to find out how to grow your business whilst having fun podcasting, go to podcastprofitsunleashed.com/free. Let's dive into today's episode.
Welcome to the show. Today's episode is 199. And today we have Evans Putman. He is the founder of Infinite Impact Consulting and the Podcast Profit School. And today we're going to be talking about how to get clients from podcasts, some strategies for podcast hosts and guests. I'm your host, Karen Roberts, helping coaches and therapists to get their message heard to the people who need to hear it through podcasting. Now, Evans is, as I said, the founder of Podcast Profit School and a business consultant who partners with visionary, collaborative entrepreneurs that have big, positive messages and missions to help them create simple and sustainable but leveraged client acquisition solutions and cash flow confidence for their business. He is the creator of the Podcast ATM business model, Infinite Impact Method, and the Servpreneur Blueprint. And his trainings are also featured in ClickFunnels founder Russell Brunson's high ticket coaching programs. So after 20 years as an entrepreneur and creating and selling three businesses, Evans is now on a mission to help entrepreneurs like you build purpose-driven, profitable businesses so that they can create more time freedom and create infinite positive impact to change lives. So welcome to the show, Evans.
Oh, thank you, Karen. That was a mouthful. Thank you for sharing all that. Can I sum up, like, this is real quick, if it's okay with you and for the listeners. I had a really prominent entrepreneur who I'd done some consulting with, and she told me, she was like, Evans, can I just sum this up? That your superpower is that you just help people make a lot of money. So I was like, I think that's what I just need to change the bio to.
That's pretty simple. And actually, I'll add to that, is actually have fun whilst doing it.
Oh, yes. Good. I love that. Thank you. Thank you for that compliment.
First of all, what did actually inspire you to create the Podcast Profit School and help entrepreneurs actually get an ROI from their podcast and use it to drive sales into their business?
No, thank you. Yes, it started with me just somehow finding myself in the world of podcasting. It wasn't planned. How many of you listening, you have a plan, something happens to disrupt your plan that you have made and shifts you in a different direction. Now, maybe you can say that was God, the universe, whatever that is, but I was felt like I was on the top of the world. I was doing great with marketing, consulting, and strategy. Had these amazing, like I call them whale clients, because they were like three big clients that really they did much more than pay my bills. They were creating a lot of abundance in our life. And my wife came home from working at her job so she could be at home more with our young daughter. And it was great for a week. And then the rug got pulled out from under us and my three main clients disappeared. Went somewhere else, had lost their funding, whatever that looked like. So I spent a day moping around. Oh my gosh, what have I done? We're not making any money. My wife now doesn't have her position. She was at a really successful position before she came home. And randomly, this post shows up the next day when I'm looking to find a new client, and it's in the podcasting space. And the funny thing is, Karen, is it was something that usually, like most of us, would probably hire a VA to do, is to write show notes. Now we have AI. We don't even need a VA, right? But something kept pulling me back to that. And long story short, I ended up meeting an amazing entrepreneur who had a podcast, who was looking, had a vision of serving others and helping others, wanted to create a business. So I told him, I said, hey, give me the weekend. I'll put together a plan. We'll build this whole thing out. Over the next probably 2 or 3 years, we went from struggling. How many of you listen to this? So you go through like periods of feast or famine, you struggle, to get clients, to get momentum. Maybe you have a podcast and ours wasn't growing. It's not growing. It's frustrated. So we created all these systems, put them into place. And the end result was we were able to go in the next 12 months to grow the podcast organically to 150,000 monthly listeners. And then also to build this amazing listener to lead generation strategy that got us 78.6% opt-in rates, basically 8 out of 10 people opting into our list, which then we went from basically zero to $500,000 in that 12-month period too as well, all from the podcast, all from using the podcast as the engine that drove our business. And I don't know about you all, but it's fun when you can just do what you love and have a business that revolves around that. And that's where Pat, my business partner, he actually named what my business model is now, the podcast ATM model. It was his name because he just came to me and he's, "Evans, it's like you've turned the podcast into this ATM where I get to just stand behind the microphone. You get to just shine your message into the world, serve those you were called to serve. And in the background, this system is depositing listeners and leads and high ticket clients into our business. And then withdrawing, I'm able to withdraw like these high profit payouts." And I'm like, "That's really cool. A podcast ATM. I like that. How many of you would love to just have a podcast ATM so you could just do your podcast and watch it grow your business?"
100%. But I think a lot of people don't start their podcast with that in mind. It's like a secondary thing, as it was for me. It started off, I was just really committed to just showing up and doing it without any real idea as to what was the end result. So you obviously have some kind of process with this. So how do you do it?
Thanks for asking. And it is, I want to give everybody permission to say, it's okay. Just go ahead and say it. It's okay if you've started a podcast and it's maybe not growing, it's maybe not getting you leads, it's not connected to your business, because ours wasn't either. And to be honest with you, Karen, probably 90% of the people that come to me are going through the same thing. So it's not really a you thing. It's more of it's just not being taught. It's just not understood. And it's really not that complicated. So I'm happy to break down the system for you. But when we first started, the first thing we had to focus on was we weren't getting people to show up. Right? Nobody was showing up at the front door. They weren't there to listen. We didn't have listeners. You got to have an audience. You got to have traffic if you're going to have a business. And one of the biggest struggles, most people, probably some of your listeners including, it's hard to grow your podcast. So what we discovered was this intentional, proactive way organically of growing your podcast. We call it the Audience Accelerator System. And it works so well because it's evergreen. It's 24/7. It's set it and forget, right? You do something once and it delivers listeners to you 24/7. And I don't know about you all, but I love like the freedom of doing something once and creating an asset that just keeps delivering without me having to be involved. That's why we all got into entrepreneurship, wouldn't you agree? So the benefit of that is that when we did this, not only were we getting a listener growth, right? We get 60,000 in about 6 months and then up to 150,000 and above moving forward. And it wasn't just a huge audience. It was our dream client audience. And that's what I want people to really understand as an entrepreneur. You don't just want listeners. You want listener clients, right? You want the people that you want to work with. So we were very proactive about that. So that's the first phase, is getting in there and figuring out who that person is that you really want to serve. Now, how do we proactively create evergreen assets that will deliver those listeners to us 24/7? And the next step was we have the listeners. We have a lot of listeners. We're not getting any leads. And you and I both know that a business without leads is going to dry up really quickly. And it was embarrassing. I don't know about y'all, but if you've got 60,000 people coming through the door and only one or two is giving you their email address, you got to understand you're probably doing something that's not connecting with those listeners. So that was our struggle. But now imagine the flip side. Imagine if 8 out of 10 of those people came through the door of your business and gave you their contact information and wanted to build a relationship with you. And that's where we discovered this irresistible opt-in offer framework that we use that was able to do that. We stopped. And here's the funny thing, Karen. Have you ever just listened to your intuition and let it guide you to a place you want to go? Right? That's what we did. We stopped listening to what everybody else told us to do, and we did what felt right to us, and it turned out to be the right thing. And once we did that, those 8 out of 10 people that signed up, guess what? 80% of those were our best buyers. They were the ones that spent the most money with us, that wanted to refer business to us, that bought again and again. They ascended into our higher ticket programs. So that was the next phase, was just focusing on that. And then once we had that dialed in, at first, we weren't getting a lot of sales, which was once again another embarrassing aspect of this. Because as a marketing consultant and strategist, I felt like I had all the answers, but we were figuring it out one step at a time. I know most of you listening, if you give yourself permission to learn lessons and don't treat them like failures, shout out to my friend Chris Wise, who I shared this on a podcast. If you give yourself permission to look at those as lessons, then you take action, you can change course quickly. And that's what we ended up doing. So once we went from the listener's aspect, we started realizing that now we have leads, but we need to treat them differently because we needed to stop treating it like a transaction and more like a relationship. And once we did that, we shifted to a community feel where we would bring people in and create an opportunity to have two-way conversations with our listeners to make them involved in the whole process so they felt like they were a part of something more than just the podcast. And can you imagine what happens next when you bring people in and involve them in the process and they feel like they're a part of something? They were bringing us listeners. They were referring us business, right? Because it was now something that they were excited about sharing, because every victory we had was their own victory because it was their community, their movement as well. And at that point, we realized we don't really even have to sell anymore. How many of you would like to not have to sell to make money? We actually call this the sales without selling process. And I went on a sales podcast one time and shared that, like, how'd you make $500,000 in 12 months? We quit selling anything, right? How would you like to quit selling and just watch money show up? And that was the magical part of it, because treating people like real humans, creating connections and building relationships actually had them wanting to work with us. So we quickly shift to what we call monthly recurring revenue with a community. And then also we have these cash infusion days where we would do virtual events and just have a lot of sales at once. And that creates freedom, and it also creates certainty in your business. So that's the way the whole flow of the model looks, the podcast ATM model. And the thing that I'd love your listeners to imagine and just think about is it's much more than consistently having to be on that treadmill of finding new leads, finding new clients, finding new listeners. When you follow the path and the model that we created, and I've tested it with many other clients now, and they've had successes, it becomes so much more fun, like you talked about earlier. It becomes so much more easy and lucrative. And one way I always remember this, that Joe Polish, the creator of the Genius Network, he has a acronym, ELF, my daughter's favorite movie, ELF. But it's easy, lucrative, and fun. And if you can continue to ask yourself, is what I'm doing easy, lucrative, and fun? Then you realize you're on the right path. And that's how we knew that this model would be successful. And it worked for us. I ended up leaving, as I've shared with you, Karen, not with your listeners yet, but I ended up leaving that business while we were on a trajectory of success because I felt like I needed to follow my intuition again, my purpose to take this to other people who have big positive messages and missions and want to use their podcasts as the engine that drives their business. So I left that business. But when I left behind, wasn't in shambles, what my ego hoped it would be. It was my ego wanted me to think that I was the one that made this work, but it wasn't me. It was the system. It was the model. And when I left, Pat and I would stay in touch a lot. And he would tell me, he's like, everything's still churning along. It's just going, right? He was like, I even had a few of our team members leave. Nothing happened. It just kept working. It's just flowing in the background like it was before. And he was actually able to then sell the business because we had created a business model and not just a bunch of hacks and strategies and duct tape pieces of tactics put together to make something work. And the podcast is still out there now, Real Estate Rockstars. It's still out there. It's under different people's ownerships and a different business is running it. So it makes me proud to know we were able to take something that was a failing podcast, but it was a mission, something that he felt like was his love, his purpose to get out there. And we were able to turn it into a thriving business that was then sellable. And it's all done through the model. It has nothing to do, as much as my ego would like to tell you and the listeners, it was about Evans. It was not. It was about the model. And it was about the community, the listeners, the people, the leads, the relationships, the clients. That's who made that work. And you can have one too. It's really not hard to put these together, as we've talked about in the past.
Simple system. So anybody can actually do it.
Yeah. And it's funny because I did it. I wish I had my little, we'll just pretend, right? This is a little post-it note. I remember going on one time and proved to somebody, I was like, I can show you the business model that helped us make multiple seven figures on just a little post-it note. And it really can. The business model can be put on the post-it note, but it is the nuances within it that if you get in there and learn and start doing it and using it, you'll gain the wisdom of, and let the market tell you what works a little bit better here, works a little bit better there. But yes, it's very duplicatable and very easy. And like Pat said, it runs on autopilot. It's just like it's something that runs in the background that drives your business forward.
And that's what I would have thought everybody wants, don't they?
Yeah, exactly. Who doesn't, right? For those, and you, Karen, I know you're the same way. It's like you have a purpose, you have a mission, you want to serve others. And if you can pull yourself out of the daily operations of the being in the business and let it run for you like that, while you can do what you're doing now, which is shine your uniqueness and greatness out into the world, that's the real power of it, which I love. And that's why I think I believe is why I was called to be placed into the podcasting space. It wasn't for the technology, but it was for the ability to change lives and create more impact.
And that's available for everybody. So you've got the framework, so everybody can have access to the framework. But why aren't they doing it? What do you think is holding people back?
I think it's a little bit of what we touched on before, is that one, people just don't understand. They haven't seen it. They're told that they should just go start a podcast. Use it to get your message out there. And what always ends up happening, at least in the 90% of the people that I speak with, is that they come to me frustrated. They have a vision. They want to get it out there. They love the podcasting, but they're like, it's not connected to my business. I just don't know how to put it together. I don't know how to bring it together. And you just don't know what you don't know. And if you haven't taken the time to invest and jump in that vehicle, right? If you're still driving the old model and you need to jump in the new model, it's not you. It's just that you can drive just as well in either one of those cars, vehicles, but you just need to be in the one that's going to take you to the destination you want to go easier and faster and more fun. So to me, I think that's it. It's just people just don't know. So a lot of times they feel stuck, that you feel like, I'm just going to keep doing this, or you feel like I'm going to give up my podcast because it's now a liability and not an asset. And I hate to see that happen. And I've had so many people come to me with that problem that I'm like, no, let's just make a few. And here's the thing that I want your listeners to know, is that you can make a few tweaks here or there generally and start getting it in the right direction, right? It's, you don't have to do a lot of work. You don't have to scrap everything. I have never worked with anyone where I had to say, you know what, blow it up, start over again. It's always been, let me take a look at it. Oh, all you need to do is this and this, or all you need to do is this and this. And when you give people that belief, and they can see that there's a path forward, generally that's when they start to say, okay, I get it. Now I feel much better. So to me, that's the biggest thing that holds people back a lot of times, is they just feel like it's them, like they're doing something wrong. And it must be them, because we often think other people are doing much better than they are by the appearances they put out. But I can tell you, there's a lot of podcasters, especially coaches, consultants, business owners, who are frustrated because they don't get an ROI. They don't see their podcast grow. And it's definitely not you. You have the vision, the superpower, the know-how. You just need a little bit of direction, a little bit of pointing towards this new way of doing things.
Yeah, sure. It's a bit like on social media, isn't it? It's people want the likes and the comments, but are they actually turning into sales? So just because even if you've got listeners, if you haven't got the right framework, which we didn't have, which is why, thanks to Evans, it's down to Evans that this podcast will be changing its name, so it's more in line with what we actually do. But yeah, it's the same thing, isn't it? The likes and the comments, or even the amount of listeners, is ego. But if you don't have this whole system in place to drive people where you want to drive them, then you're not going to get an ROI. But yeah, I'm sure there's other things. There's a lot of people out there that may think about starting a podcast. They might think, oh, it's too much going on. They might be overwhelmed or whatever. But what other things do you think are really holding people back from, if they enjoy doing it and it's a great way to drive business, what is holding them back?
Yeah, and I would say one of the big things is definitely money. They often think, I've got to run ads to grow my podcast, or I've got to do these like really complicated webinars and sales funnels and things on the back end. And what we teach throughout this whole process is it's organic. The growth. Now, I'm not going to say that there's anything wrong with paid advertising. That's something that I would definitely say you could explore. But for me, if you get the foundation correct first, everything on top of that is like the cherry on top. So it's generally the money. And what I like to share with people is one of the things that I focus on is this word called simplify. I wish I could remember the Albert Einstein quote, but he talked about make it simple, as simple as it needs to be, basically, is like the paraphrasing of this. And this process, this model is so simple. And the organic aspect of it, it frees up so much money from your budget, from your marketing budget, from your growth budget. You can pour that into making your podcast better, hiring a team to manage your podcast, helping that whole production aspect of it. Move that out of in-house. I tell my clients all the time, and let somebody else run that for you to free you up to be like Pat, where you just get to share what you love, right? But you can do that, especially when you follow this model and you have monthly recurring revenue coming in, which can cover all your expenses. And then we show you the simple cash infusion day method, where you can once a month, if you want to, all of a sudden have 5-6 figures plus just get poured into your bank account from your listeners. But the whole process needs to work. It's not piecemeal, right? It's like everything flows together, everything connects together. There's this saying, immersion creates conversion. So when you get listeners who come into your world, they listen to you and you start to build know and trust with them. I'm sure your listeners understand that know and trust probably has helped your business grow through referrals and other ways, right? So the whole process is developed with one thing in mind. And I would say, besides saving you money, besides shortcutting the time of having to wait to grow and make a lot, because here's the thing, you can create a cash infusion day with a small audience of your own and use other people's audiences to grow your audience and to grow your bank account. But the big thing I would say is, imagine as a business owner what your business would look like when people consider you a friend, a relationship, a real human connection, versus, oh, they just think of me as like another asset, another dollar sign, another data point. And that's the whole goal of the way this podcast ATM model is built. It's built to create real human connection and relationships with your listeners. Because we have this saying, if you accelerate revenue, when you accelerate relationships. And that's what this whole process is designed to do. So we totally, if you come to me and you say, I don't know if I have a lot of time to grow my business. Guess what? I did one of these cash infusion days in 2 weeks with nothing but a Zoom room and no funnels, right? It was just the audience from people that had known me through a podcast to come over here to this thing. And I had my biggest revenue day ever. So time is not it's not an objection. Money is not an objection. And knowing the only objection I would say is if you don't want to build real relationships that bring you more profits, more revenue, and more referrals, that would be the only thing that would really hold people back. And there's a few people out there that are more interested in the dollar signs than the connections. For them, I would say they're not a good fit for this model.
And it's the best way that you can just be. You don't have to pretend to be anybody else. Mm. It's just, if you're writing constantly, creating content on social media, and now with AI, it's not even them writing the post. It's getting more and more unauthentic. Whereas the way I see it, having a podcast, well, I just get to be me. Mm-hmm. And then it's down to people like you or they don't, and it's all okay. So it's just, yeah, I love the word that it simplifies things. Now, knowing your framework and understanding your framework, it's taken a lot of stress off of me personally, because you just feel that, you don't have to be doing all this and that everybody else is telling you that you've got to be doing, spending so much time being busy, but not very productive, and just have one thing driving everything. It makes so much sense. And I'm very grateful to have come across you, Evans.
Oh, thank you. I'm grateful for meeting you as well. And I think you hit on something really key there too, as well, Karen. It's the authentic conversations. You can be your authentic self and have a business that supports your authentic self, right? Because you will attract the right people into your world and you will affect them in positive ways the way you were meant to. And that's what you shared is, I think, what many people and many of your listeners are probably hearing this is just imagine what it would be like in your business if you could just be your authentic self, have authentic conversations, have a podcast to shine your message out into the world, know you're creating positive impact and creating real relationships with your clients. Because as we all know, with the way most coaches and consultants unfortunately work, it's a constant chasing, a constant like refilling the cup, a constant feast or famine mode. But if you build real relationships in a real community, you have a huge asset that can move forward with you, and you don't have to worry about where's my next revenue coming from or my next client coming from. Because a lot of times, one, they're self-selecting and saying, I want to be a part of this. Or two, the people in your community are saying, you need to be a part of this. So it's a very fun way of doing it. And I actually posted something about this the other day about beware of people that tell you things are easy. This is not easy. This is simple. And there's a big difference, right? You do have to put in the work. You do have to follow the program. You do have to follow the method to get the results, but it's simple and it's fun and it's lucrative. I love it.
So for the listeners, if they're out there thinking, oh, he makes it sound so simple, what should they do next? What should the listeners do next?
You and I both know that we've got something really cool happening that we've talked about this, and I've had programs before where I was charging $15,000, $25,000 for people to work with me in group programs to teach them this method. But we've created something new called Podcast Profit School, where I think you actually, when we were talking before, you're like, it's just a no-brainer. It's an absolute no-brainer because it's nowhere near the investment that it was before. But what I realized, Karen, is that this is something that I'm really blessed to have learned, and I love to share and serve with others. And so we created Podcast Profit School with in mind that for a low monthly price you can join, or a really low annual price you can join. And the great thing is you still get to work with me 3 times a month in a group coaching call, and you have a really cool community where together we're going to help plug you into this system that's generated millions of listeners and millions in revenue. It's a way to grow an audience of eager buyers, to get a flood of leads and sales, all by turning your podcast into a virtual ATM. But we do it in a fun, collaborative environment, and it's called Podcast Profit School. And I'm really excited to launch that into the world. We sold out the founders level, and we're in the early bird level now, and we're going to be continuing to bring people in, but highly recommend it. And I think you've got a link that you want to share with people. I can actually see it on the screen there too.
Yeah, if you're watching it on YouTube, then you'll be able to see, but I'll put it in the show notes as well. Yes. And yes, I am part of it as well. I'm one of the founding members. So very grateful to be a part of it. And I suppose it just came into alignment with what we were doing because, all we offer is the boring back end stuff. So for the people, they don't want to have to do the post-production work and all of that and creating show notes, then that's really all that we are offering. So it was the perfect combination. So for our clients, we'll be driving them to you because like yourself, we're all about, it's about collaborating, which is what I think attracted me in the first place, because that was our whole thing around Mintwave Radio. And what we found, so I took on Mintwave Radio last year, and so my goal was to just provide a platform for coaches to get their message heard. However, the problem being, we were just providing the platform. And just like you said earlier, that it's just so sad when people give up. We've had people give up, but it's because they didn't have the structure in place. Everything that we've learned to grow our podcast, we were literally just providing them with this stuff. And so now I'm connected to you. It's perfect. Now we've got the guy to send them to so that they can design, create, launch, and grow their podcast with a solid foundation so that they get the results a lot quicker than we have. We've been going a few years now.
And, can I interrupt you for 1 minute just for your listeners, just to share something? I want to tell, I'm speaking to you, listener, viewer. Here's a secret. The thing Karen does, she may call it the boring back end stuff, but that's the most important stuff for you. Because what I do is the fun side of things. What she does is frees you to live in the highest levels of wealth, which are imagination and communication, without having to do the lowest levels, which are implementation. So you are basically freeing business owners, consultants, to be in their creative state, to create their biggest outcomes when they can live free from having to be in the doing all the time. I'm just sharing that because I know Karen was being a little modest, but I just wanted people to remember that. So I would highly recommend that you get someone to help you with the back end, the implementation, because if you come to one of our Cash Infusion Day virtual events, and I guess Karen, if you'd put a link in the show notes for that too, because we'll have regular ones, you will learn that what you need to get out of implementation. You need to move out of that, move into the higher levels of wealth creation, which are imagination and communication. And as a podcaster, you already got one of them covered, communication. You're doing it, right? But most of you, the ones I speak to, are also doing the implementing. So you got to drop the implementing, hire someone like Karen, jump up into imagination and continue to communicate. And then you'll have a business that will just thrive and you'll enjoy it and you'll create the freedom that you wish to have. And real quick, I do want to say too, Karen, I'll just read, you've got karenrobertscoaching.com/podcast-profit-school. You can go get it off the the show notes. But for those people that come through that you use that link, go to that URL to join Podcast Profit School. Let my team know that you joined through that link, and I'll give you a little bonus surprise. I'm not going to tell what it is, because usually when I don't share what it is right now, I come up with something even better later than what it would be that I would share right now. I just wanted to give that. So your listeners, if they want to come check out Podcast Profit School, which I would highly recommend, go through the link, then shoot us, or even if you just hear this on Karen's show, let us know and we'll get you a gift. We'll get you something extra. And usually those extras are really valuable.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much, Evans. And yes, I've been experiencing this, so I highly recommend this. If you're out there and you would like to use your podcast to drive your sales, yes, it's more than doable and it's going to save you a ton of time. So yeah, go check it out. So yeah, Evans, thank you so much for your time today and sharing your story as to why you even started this and how your process is working. And I will see you next week anyway.
Yes, absolutely. And grateful for the opportunity. I'm excited to be the first in the new direction, the first interview in the new direction of the podcast. I'm really excited for you, Karen. I know you're going to change a lot of lives. I appreciate you for having me and appreciate all your listeners and viewers for taking their time to hang out with us for a little bit.
Brilliant. Thank you. And I will be back. So I will be back next week with the new version of, so instead of a coffee with Karen, the Podcast Profits Unleashed podcast. So I'll see you then. Bye for now.
Thank you for listening to today's episode on the Podcast Profits Unleashed podcast. If you're a coach, consultant, therapist, or healer who would like to drive sales whilst having fun podcasting, head over to podcastprofitsunleashed.com/free and find out how you can turn your podcast into a sales machine. We'll see you on the next episode. It's all about-